stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, April 24th.
What up?
The month is just flying by, isn't it?
I know. It is flying by. You know, it's funny because I'm looking at my calendar, and it's like I can't even fit things in. Like, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'll see you next week.
I know, you've
Tuesday.
Done the same thing to our calendar.
It's just, I know, I kind of, yeah, there's like no room anywhere, I know.
No room, we have to move people around.
It's just like there's so many, people just want, to have parties all the time or this and that, and it's like, I'm just, my days are like packed solid. I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so tired, too.
It's that magnetic personality, you know.
It is, you know. Magnetic is this. Anyway, but yeah, last night I played soccer for the first time in my life. It was absolutely hilarious because my girlfriend, yeah, she plays in a league. And I'm like, she's like, you want to play? I'm like, sure.
And you had never played. You had no idea.
Never.
Yeah.
But I played hockey for six years.
Did you know what the hell you were doing last night?
Because hockey has the same, field hockey has the same rules of soccer. Same amount of players, same positions, like same everything. So I'm like, oh, I'll figure this out. Figure it out. No big deal. No, I get on there. I can't even kick the damn ball. Like it goes like backwards. I'm like,
I know. That's what
awesome.
I mean. It's not like hockey.
No, and then there's like butch girls. I mean, I thought hockey had some butch girls, but damn, soccer's got some butch girls. Dude, bitches are hitting the ball like with their head. I'm like, don't put that ball anywhere near my face, please. I get paid for this.
Yeah,
no,
you're supposed to hit it with your head, too.
But I had fun. I had fun. But I kind of, went. I decided that I'm not going to play a forward, which is what I normally play in hockey. It's like, I think I'm just going to, stay back and, guard the goal. And I was good at that. And I was scary.
Yeah.
It was awful. And I hurt my knee and my foot. So I'm wrapped up
you
today.
You didn't break it, though, huh?
No.
Yeah.
But it was raining.
It was raining?
Yeah.
How come you always say it's raining and it never is?
I
look outside. What? Yesterday you walked
open
in.
Open your eyes.
It was raining. It was raining all day.
Well, it was raining on my way here yesterday. And it was raining on the field last night.
Oh, God.
I know. We played on a wet field. I'm like, okay, first of all, I've never played soccer. And everyone thought I played because I can be brutal. I can be bitchy.
Right.
Totally fine. In the beginning, I'm hitting girls left and right. I'm like, oh, it's not hockey. Because my girlfriend's calm down. Calm down. I'm like, oh, I can't hit the girls? Damn it. Darn, that's why I was playing.
Oh, God, that must have been funny.
It was really funny. I was doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
At least I knew where to go in the right way. Anyway, yeah.
That's good.
That was my experience.
Yeah.
Fun times. Whatever.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I brought you the game today. You're going to get to play it.
I am
Who's
so
got
excited.
Game?
Who's got game?
Yeah, and you're going to have to tell us all about it.
I will.
How it turns out. You know,
I will have a few cocktails.
Yeah. It's a game about picking up people.
Yeah, people. You were going to say picking up chicks because I guess it was made for that, but it's kind of whatever. But I just like the fact that he was saying how you get to draw people in the room naked and things like that. And I'm like, that would just be really funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have a lot of parties. So it would just be hilarious to be let me draw you naked.
Yeah. And
let me at it.
And you said you can draw naked people,
I can draw. I can draw. But it would just be really funny to just mess with people. It would be hilarious, especially if you're drinking a few cocktails in, for sure. I can only imagine what other cards say. He's kind of dirty. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah. It'll be fun, you know, and come back and report all about it.
Oh, I will. He told me he didn't want it too detailed, but I think I'm just going to have to get really graphic just for that.
Yeah.
I'll let you know tomorrow night.
Okay, sounds good. For those of you who missed the show, we had a show yesterday, and we had a guest who's got a board game.
But it's not a boring board game.
No, it's not. It's definitely not a boring game.
No, it seems really cool. Like, I'm really stoked to play it.
Mm.
They should have more games like that.
Okay, yeah,
more
adult
games.
I know.
Anyway.
Well, maybe you'll invite me once with the rest of the people and I'll play as well.
So I can draw you naked?
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we have two special guests in the studio. We're going to bring them in. We have Here again, I'm hearing a little echo. Do you hear that? Like I'm a little far from the microphone or something.
I hear you echoing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know, kind of.
I don't hear me.
Never mind. Anyway.
What's happening? I have no idea.
We have two ladies from Broad Topics, which is a show on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 every week here on LA Talk Radio. We have Laura Nickerson.
Hello.
Hello. And Lauren Kelly.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us, guys. It's awesome to have you here. And I'm invited to go on their show tonight as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's
give a little,
cool.
Give a little, get a little.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
How we do.
Yeah.
Sam, I just wanted to point out, it sounded like you said bra topics and not broad topics.
Is that what it said?
And I just didn't want to disappoint you when you come to our show tonight that we are not actually wearing our bras only.
Oh, okay.
Darn. I was kind of like looking for that.
Actually, the contrary. We will not be wearing bras.
There you go.
So
there you go. They know Sam is
like
coming.
That
yeah.
Yeah.
She'll make the broad.
That's better.
Did it sound like bra topics?
You're what? Like, it's bra topics.
Okay.
I love bra topics.
Which would be a really cute name for a show.
Yeah. T-back.
Yeah.
Strapless.
There you go.
Yeah, talk about bras all day. That would be fun, huh?
That would be fun for some.
Yeah.
We have to find a lot of padding for that show.
Oh.
Da, 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 da.
Oh. Starting early, people.
Wow. So, Laura, you started with us 4 years ago when the station started from day one.
Yeah, you and I are like practically married, Sam.
Yes, we are, you know, at least on the radio. And you had a great idea for a show, four women talking about things, you know, something like The View, but on the radio.
Yep.
And you had your own vision for it, which turned out to be great, I think. You know, I mean, you guys still going strong after 4 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You had a few incarnations to the show.
We've had a couple of different casts. We've tried some different formats. We went through talking about sort of everything in the beginning, which got a little all over the place. And then we started talking about just one big topic per show, which was kind of cool for a while. But then when we started getting into like the ocean, you know, marine biology, we started thinking maybe we needed another idea. So now we went back to a little bit more of a structured news headlines kind of format, plus a lot of women's topics. And I recast a show recently with Lauren Kelly and Laferne Cusack, and it has been, we're like the Wonder Trio.
Yeah, awesome. It turned out to be great. I like you guys together and stuff. It's. I'm still hearing that echo. I'm really like irritated with this. I don't know what's going on here.
Maybe it's me.
No, it's definitely
not you. It happened before. I don't know what it is. It's not really an echo. It just sounds like I'm far from the microphone.
Yeah.
At least to me. But you're right. It sounded okay on the air. So.
Yeah. Before. And then we had the guys texting and saying it was fine.
Yeah.
Joey. So,
anyway, sorry about that. I get distracted, you know.
Shiny object.
Things,
come back, Sam.
Squirrel.
So.
Oh, my poor squirrel. Actually, it was a chipmunk.
Yeah.
Long story.
That's true. She found one and then he died.
Wait. So it was on the brink of death, and then you killed it.
You know what? Shut your face.
I'm just saying. For
how about
that?
Each their own. Shut your face.
You know, some people are meant to be squirrel parents, and some people aren't. It's not a big deal.
And it was a chipmunk, and she was so cute.
Yeah.
But she had three broken bones.
Oh,
so,
yeah. You couldn't expect it to live.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Little crutches.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I was like Barbie crutches. Yeah. You know, like Barbie.
Little wheelchair, like the dog ones,
yeah.
The miniature
Barbie
ones.
Crutch.
I even thought of like you could get like a little skateboard, you know, like the toy skateboards, and like latch her on, and like, be like kind of cute. I was thinking of these things.
Oh my god!
That squirrel's like, I hate that woman. Why is she having that Barbie stewardess hat?
Put me on the skateboard.
These are things that go through my head. Yeah. You know, I've got some really weird ideas.
Ooh, that's funny.
Anyway.
Cool. So, Laura, how did you meet Lauren and Laferne? Did you meet them all at the same time?
Dating service. Yeah. No,
No.
I was on my free trial.
Hot meat.
I don't pay for that.
I was like, hey,
want
to meet up? Don't mind the microphone. We'll just sit here for a little while. No, actually, I went through about maybe 2 or 3 months where I was trying out a whole bunch of guest hosts and different things. And so I kind of pulled people in from all over. But I found Lauren through my sister, actually. My sister and Lauren were friends, and she said, I know this person who'd be so great. And so I said, we'll bring her in, we'll guest host and see what happened. And, you know, clearly Lauren is hilarious and lovely. So I said, well, I got down on one knee, and
literally.
I literally got down on one knee and asked her to be on my show with me.
Wow.
And
I was waiting for the ring. I still feel gypped.
Damn. Well, I'm cheap, but you know, I didn't tell you that before.
Here's a donut.
At least it had one.
Yeah. And Laferne, I met through the Association of Women in Media because she used to be on the board there. And I was talking with them about finding some women for the show. And so they suggested her and brought her in. And so here we are,
wow,
the three of us.
Amazing.
The three amigos.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice. Now, you've been in media for a long time, right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you're on radio and everything. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that. What do you do now?
Well, right now I'm on the Sam show in the morning. No, I it's funny. I started off doing a lot of live hosting, which was where I kind of got into all of that. And I hosted like the New Year's Eve thing at City Walk for years. And I hosted a lot of live events and things like that. I work for a company called Dance Channel TV that did all this programming about dance, which is a second love of mine. And
what?
And kickball change. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Count it out.
She's like more of a freak.
You're on.
Yeah. I was a dancer for years, so I get it.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to the dance portion later.
Okay.
And then I started working for Clear Channel for a while, and I was a traffic reporter for them. Mm. And I got to do the in the studio stuff, and then I also went up in the helicopter,
which was actually
a plane. It's actually a plane. I don't want to lie to you.
Yeah.
It's a Cessna.
Some of them are helicopters, but you went on a plane.
I went on the plane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did that feel? Were you okay with that? Were you scared?
You know, the first time I went up, I'm kind of a daredevil-y kind of gal, and I'm not afraid of heights. I don't have motion sickness. So I thought, I'm going to be cool. And they said, please don't barf in the plane. It's a very small plane. Please tell us, because I guess someone else had gone up to interview had chucked all over the pilot.
Oh,
so
God.
I was like, okay. And I was okay, but I was a little rocky at first. Mm-hmm. And then they found the Goodyear blimp one time. We were up there. And so they're going, requesting a fly around the Goodyear blimp, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, oh, that's cool. I got my iPhone out, you know. And he starts circling at this really tight angle around the blimp. And I was like, But I didn't barf.
You didn't barf.
And then by day two, I was in love with it. I absolutely love going up there at the crack of dawn and kind of flying over the city and seeing what it looked like.
It really is cool, huh?
Mm-hmm. Guess what? Yeah. Traffic is terrible in L.A. Anyone?
Yeah. No.
In case you weren't aware, it's really bad. Really bad.
I always wonder why people get on the damn highway. I mean, there's so many back roads here. Like, I don't ever take the highway unless I have to.
Because I still think it's the fastest, you know? I mean, because the streets are pretty busy, too, you know? And the thing is that you have stoplights
not
everywhere.
Not the neighborhoods.
Yeah. I don't know. When I try this, I always end up getting there faster on the freeway, even when there's a lot of traffic. So
I agree with you, Sam.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
Because you take the streets, you know. There's like all kinds of cars.
I think the streets make you feel like you're going somewhere is the thing. It's like you're on the 405 and you're there for 8 years, you know?
Yeah.
At least if you're on Sepulveda, you feel like you're going from one point to the other.
Right.
You know? The scenery changes. You see a different tree.
Exactly.
Or maybe a different car. It's not
this
the same person next to you.
You're
flipping
off different people.
Yeah, so you're really
the same people.
True.
You're just messing with your mind a little bit. Mind trip.
Yeah.
I need that. Otherwise, I'm sitting on Facebook the whole damn time.
Yeah. In the no phone zone.
Who can see?
Ma'am, we aren't going to have to pull you over for texting. No, I was on Facebook.
Exactly. There is a difference.
I was poking people.
Literally.
But you take freeways all the time.
Only when I have to. Like here, yes, because, I mean, it's
but
easy.
But the traffic does move when you come here.
I will never take the 405.
Yeah.
And the traffic moves sometimes, but then I'm on Facebook. I'm like, oh, let me see what people are doing. Who's checking in where? What's going on? You know?
That's cool.
That's what I did my whole way back, actually, from up north, driving back here on Sunday. Yep. And my friend even texted me, get off Facebook. I'm like, how did you know? Oh, you saw me uploading photos.
Bridgetta, it's not good if you're sitting there waiting for people to post. You know, if you're so behind that you're actually done with all the posts and you wait for a new one to pop up.
That's
too
true.
Much checking.
Yeah, all right.
Overdoing it a little
bit. Guilty.
That's cool. Now, Lauren, what about you? What have you been in media before, or this is like a new thing for you?
This is my first regular gig. I've been guest hosting for a while. I actually guest hosted on your show a while ago.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember. Yeah. Obviously, I'm not memorable. Hi, Lauren, Kelly, have we met? Yeah, I was on your show yesterday.
Yeah. She won't let me live it down.
Awkward.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm like, geez, no wonder. Oh. Anyway, and I lived in New York for a few years, and I did some radio out there with Edge Radio. Mm-hmm. Out of New York City. So, yeah, just now regular gig and having a great time.
So this came up and you thought, wow, this is cool for me. You know, I can probably contribute.
Yeah, actually was telling Laura's sister that I really was looking to get into radio out here. And she said, oh, how funny. You know, my sister has a show. And I'm like, you are kidding. What's your sister's name? What's her Facebook? What's her email? What's her phone number? Where does she live? It's fine.
Yeah. You know? Please stop stalking her.
Seriously. Yeah. No, and she said, I'll talk to her, whatever. And a few months went by and didn't hear anything. And, you know, just kind of doing my own thing, still with the acting and my own, you know, endeavors. Right. And then I got a phone call one day, and then it's just been pretty much the show since then. And then now that we've got picked up.
Awesome. Now, you got picked up for what? I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because we're going to talk about this.
Yes.
And so
this
what did you get picked up
for? Big news for Broad Topics.
Yeah. It is. It is. So tell us a little bit about that.
We are a television show.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know. I can't wear my sweats to work anymore.
Yeah. I get away with that a lot. And I
love to. I was like, makeup? Why? No, we got picked up to do a season, 8 episodes of a half-hour talk show. Mm-hmm. Very similar to The View. Of course, it's the Broad Topics, a little bit of an edge to mm-hmm. us. So we're going to be on Channel 16 in Santa Monica. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a local thing, and then we'll be on the internet, too. And
cool.
Awesome.
We'll see where it goes from there, but it's very exciting. We taped our first 2 episodes on Friday, mm-hmm. and it was just, it's so cool.
Is it a lot of fun?
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah. I mean, besides the fact that I can't, like, overly gesticulate with my hands like I'm doing right now, but we're just honored to have a chance to take it to this place. It's mm-hmm. such a different way of thinking about things. Things move very quickly on television. Mm. I can't gesture to people like, you talk, you wrap it up, because yep. I'm kind of bossy, let's be honest. You know, and we have guests, and now we're dealing with lighting and camera angles and set pieces mm. and stuff like that. But I think we're really on to something with it, and we're thrilled to have that opportunity to do both. I mean,
yeah.
How great.
That's true,
awesome.
Yeah, you know. And you never know who might watch it, you know, just yeah. like you never know who listens to the show, and then you get picked up for television, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. Now, what do you talk about the same stuff on TV that you do on the radio, or is it different?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody talks about the same stuff except for me, because I'm not allowed to mention boobs or sex or
Bummer.
Anything fun.
Those
so really, I become a complete dud on the show. No, I'm kidding. I've found my PC humor.
You are very funny without talking about boobs now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But it's just not as fun.
See, I wouldn't know how to tone myself down. That's just it. I wouldn't know. Because I like saying shits. And I like saying boobies.
Me too.
And
me
I like
too.
Talking about sex.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you, Bridgetta. I am. Yeah. I've had to tone myself down either way for our radio version, just because we want it to be more for the masses.
Right,
so
right.
I kind of have my sensor on, but I was nervous about it. I thought, man, what do I have to offer the show now?
You know? Stop.
Why am I showing up on set? You know? But it went fine. Mm-hmm. It went fine. And, you know, I make my other stupid jokes, you know. I'm one of those people that likes those little, you know, what do you get when you cross a parrot and a centipede? A walkie-talkie. Oh! And I love stuff like that. And I come up with random jokes like that. So that's more my humor on the show.
Got it. Okay.
You know, and quick-witted, sarcastic remarks that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And that works. And then we also get to say, and we'll be on the radio on Tuesday nights if you want to hear our nighttime version.
Extended version,
yeah.
We call it.
Mm-hmm. And so that way they can listen in and then hear boobs and tits and whatever
else.
Whatever else I say.
We even had to change our logo to do the television version. We had to take the martini glass out of our little girl's hand and put in a coffee cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
everything's politically correct.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's, you know, we're working with more people now, so we have a lot more people to please. Plus, we're working with FCC. You know, we're working with all that kind of stuff. And they're trying to keep it evergreen so that they can replay it a lot. So we just have to kind of work within those parameters.
Yeah.
But honestly, we were really happy with what we get to talk about, and you know, our whole thing with our show is not to be sort of these militant, like, feminists, you know, but to take things that most women are talking about, present them in a fun and entertaining way, and really be relatable. And I think that's what's missing in a lot of women's entertainment out there is you look at those people and you think, you're not working for a living. You don't have to get up and get your kids ready for school before you come here at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't relate to you. You're all done up and you're all, famous and... And so they really want to hear about what we talk about, which is, I don't really understand this case of the Trayvon Martin, but let's talk about it until we all figure out at least what the bottom line is.
Yeah.
That's what I think a lot of women want to relate to.
Yeah, you're going to beat it to death in 2 hours, you know. I mean,
well, we don't do just one thing in 2 hours anymore,
because,
Sam.
Oh, but not anymore.
Wait, no.
That would be hard to have one topic for 2 hours.
I know, and they did do that.
We did it for a while.
I don't know how you can do that. I can't talk about something for more than 2 minutes.
I get so bored. I would say my piece, and I do talk for a long time, especially when I'm irritated. I'm like, no, it's this way. Listen to me. But for 2 hours, like, that's how did you guys keep like staying on topic for so long?
Well, the thing was, we wouldn't just talk about one element of it. For example, if we were talking about, let's say the ocean, and we talk about the Bermuda Triangle, and we talk about, this certain kind of fish, and then this funny story about a fisherman who did this. And so we kind of hit it from all the different angles.
Got
it was one big blanket topic.
Okay.
But underneath all that, we were spending 5 to 10 minutes on each little, article or thing that went along with it. So it was more of a theme.
Okay. Right.
But even so, I feel like it's more fun what we do now, which is, like any other news show, we just change topics every 5 minutes and, we hit the big points and that kind of a thing. And so, I mean, there's certain elements of that I miss. I miss being able to really get into something. And now I feel like sometimes, you have to kind of go, here's the shortened version. He was bad. He was good. And everybody died. Okay, moving on. But in the end, I think with radio especially, people, we're not sitters and listeners. We need to kind of keep things moving. So, and I think we've done it well.
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen all shows evolve. It's like none of them are like the same way they were in the beginning. Because
thank God.
Yeah.
right. Exactly.
But you take it in different directions, different people. The show takes on like a different vibe and stuff. So, now on TV, does it have to be a lot more scripted than it is on radio, or?
Yes and no.
Everything you're going to say has to be written before?
No. We don't do it like that because we don't want it to sound robotic.
Right.
But there are certain points. So, the script is made and it's who's bringing us in and who's bringing us out and what we're introducing or what we're bringing on, on the show is there. And then we ad lib the, we'll be back in a moment or, we'll see you back here in just a bit, whatever the heck we're saying.
Right. Yeah, the key points I think we have to look at. And now that we're dealing with some really great guests and people that we have, publicists and agents and things, that we have to clear a lot of our questions or topics with. We are working with the Santa Monica Commission on the Status of Women. So now they have a topic section that we have to clear with them. And so again, there's certain parameters, but we also have our same broad topic style, where we're having fun and we're laughing and teasing each other and talking really honestly about what women really honestly talk about.
Right. Which is what? What do women talk about? I mean, obviously boobs
really?
And bras.
Bras, panties.
Last night, my roommate had a very hot date. Well, actually, she liked this guy. The tension was there. They were good friends. They decided to just do it. Like, let's get the sexual tension out. We're just going to have sex for 3 hours and just be over it. So that was our topic yesterday in our house because I was like, okay, you got to tell me all the details. I need to know how to go. You know what I mean? So it could be like anything.
Yeah.
To wear how cute our shoes are.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Where do I meet women like that?
Seriously. We're sitting right here, but you probably won't remember tomorrow.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm just letting you know. All right.
She'll never let me.
I don't know if that's a Scorpio thing or if that's a Lauren thing because I have never done that. I'll joke about it forever. I mean, it'll be years and years and years from now, Sam. And when I see you, I'll say, "Remember? Do you remember me?"
But you know what? I deserve it. If I don't remember, I deserve it.
Well, we don't have to make this show about the gang up on Sam, but if we want to do that, I've got a couple other things that
I'm sure she's going to bring it up tonight, too.
I was going to say, he's coming on our show tonight.
Get ready.
I
love this.
Get ready.
Yeah, I better get ready for that one.
He comes in wearing full pillows everywhere. Yeah. I'm ready. Yeah, a hockey mask on his face. Sam, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Sam, one of the things that we've learned over the course of 4 years on LA Talk Radio with you is that men and women are different. Wait, don't let this throw
bum,
you.
Bum, bum.
Oh, okay.
Don't let that throw, let you. Throw you. Is this something, Sam, that you were aware of being married twice?
No. No, I think men and women are the same.
Seriously. The men are just hairy women, or women are just hairless men? Which one are we going with?
Depending on the woman.
I guess it really depends, you know, but... Yeah, I mean, obviously we're different. I mean, what kind of question is that?
That is a good question, Sam.
It is a good question.
If you were a woman, you would know that. No,
I guess I would.
No, I'm just wondering. I was just throwing it out there for you because that was something it kind of took me a while to figure out. I know that sounds really dumb, but I really truly thought we were kind of the same for a while. And now that I'm raising two boys, I'm learning, wow, are we different?
Yeah, yeah. Very, very much so. You know, I mean, there's different priorities and stuff, you know, but I think it's a good thing because, you know, I mean, everybody contributes different things to the family, you know, so it works, you know, it works. Plus, we're wired differently. I mean, we're not supposed to be the same, you know. I don't even know we're supposed to understand each other. We just... You know, we just are.
What?
We're just supposed to have sex and that's it. Have sex and laugh every once in a while.
Yeah,
and
then you're good.
That's one thing, if I could bring it back to the show real quick, is about broad topics, is it's definitely women-based, but there's a lot of things that are entertaining for men as well. Mm. And we actually do have a lot of male listeners.
Way
and not just people that like us personally.
Mm. No, I'm sure. I mean,
We get more vocal men than women.
It's true.
That call in about things. We did a segment once before Lauren was on the show about mantyhose.
Mantyhose.
You know what, like men's pantyhose?
Wait, I don't know anything about this.
There are men's pantyhose.
I knew about the Mercy.
Yeah, really? And why would they make those?
Well, they make them. We were laughing about it.
For like West Hollywood? Did like my legs look pretty?
No, well, that's what we thought. Because we had done this episode about, ironically, bras. And we were talking about mantyhose and we were laughing about it. And I got a couple of emails from people saying, I want to talk more about mantyhose. And, hi, I work for this mantyhose company.
No way.
So I was like, okay, come on the show, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I brought this guy on the show who did marketing for a men's pantyhose line.
Shut up. Oh, God.
It was like I had brought in, you know, the Jesus Christ into my studio.
God.
I got calls and emails and just, I like wearing pantyhose too. My legs look better in blue. I was like, what has happened?
What are mantyhose? What are they? I don't understand.
They are pantyhose for men. They're really like a mix of pantyhose and Spanx for men. But they're kind of, they're compression. A lot of people, their sale line is men wear them for circulation problems or for running.
Okay.
I guess because they're really cool.
Spandex-y.
They're cool, so you don't sweat and get all sweaty. Like
is this a lot of European men?
I know. If you sit with your legs crossed, you need to have mantyhose. I mean, what is that? I've never heard of it.
Well, I wanted the mantyhose, though, because I thought, okay, well, they have that thicker waistband, you know, instead of having that tight little, like, rollover crap in the middle.
I hate the roll.
How come nobody's fixed that yet?
Right? I know. Because men are making the pantyhose. Sorry, Sam.
Probably. There you go.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. This is when you take a little scissor and you cut into the elastic and it like allows for, it's so great.
Yeah.
And then it's a little game. How fast will they run? Will they run?
Yeah. Exactly. Now you see how men and women are different. This is something I wouldn't have to worry about.
If you wore mantyhose, you would.
I guess I would.
With a nice pair of, you know, shorts, Bermuda shorts, and maybe some of those great, like, Teva sports shoes.
With my hairy legs,
now,
that would be cool.
Now, I'm going to go on, like, a search. Like, who wears mantyhose? Like, I really want to know, like, why do you wear them, and who does it? Like, what age group?
What if you were dating someone, and it's like, you take off their clothes, and they've got mantyhose on? What would you do, Virginia?
I would die laughing, I think.
Yeah.
I would choke on my own spit from laughing. Yeah. And definitely. And then I would wonder, can I see your papers from being tested? Just making sure.
Yeah, seriously.
I would really wonder. Not that that's like a bad thing. Like, do what you want. But like, I would really wonder if you're wearing mantyhose. I feel like you're trying to. I don't know.
Yeah. What are you trying to be? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, compressed.
Tranny or like
compressed.
Compressed.
I don't know. I'd be like, depends on what color they are. I mean, really. I mean, if they're nice, you know.
It's just the color that's bothering you? That's the only part?
Turn around, let me see the rear end.
I know,
and then we'll take it from here. What do you have inside the mantyhomes is really what I'm curious about. So why don't we take those off?
There you go.
No? Those are really nice mantyhose, but I think they'd look a lot better on the floor.
You know what's funny? I'm so
Or in the garbage.
In the garbage. Because there was a guy that I was dating one time who had Speedos, and I was like, this is disgusting. Never wear them around me again. No, they were bad. They were really
bad.
Wait,
but were the Speedos bad or was he bad? Because Speedos can be really hot.
Yeah,
like
if you
on
have
the
a
right
good body.
Body.
Oh,
I know. Okay, I'm picturing. Yeah. Yeah,
unless you're playing water polo. No.
No, I don't know.
I was embarrassed. And I'm like, you're not coming on the beach with me in those. That's not happening at all. So I was like, I don't know how I did it, but I tricked him to like go in the other room, whatever. And like he had them off and I cut them. I cut them up in pieces.
Really?
And then all of a sudden,
went ape shit.
Well, all of your bikini bottoms are missing. It's like, you owe me. You cut mine.
But I'm just like, no, I am not letting you walk out like that. Like, someone needs to teach you, and I'm going to be the one to teach you. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't. Yeah. Oh, God,
Sam, have you ever worn Speedos?
Yeah, you see, women are like that. Well, I'll tell you in a minute, but women are like that.
He did.
Where they care. When I was young, I mean,
really?
It was like European style.
Yeah, I was
talking
say.
Like, you know, teen years,
so
you know,
like
early
but
20s.
In Israel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had a good body at the time, you know, but now it's like, no Speedos, you know. But what I was going to say is that women are like that. I mean, they will dress the men,
yeah,
you know.
You're damn right.
It's like, yeah. It's like
they're accessories. Like, you didn't know.
Yeah, I don't have any say-so in this.
Nice ring. Oh, and your boyfriend? Hot.
I like what you dress him in.
Thanks. I did good things.
Yeah. But no, I mean, you know, when you're young and everything, and, you know, I mean, now even in Europe, it's not as popular anymore, but it used to be. But let me ask you this. When you see, like, a swimmer in the Olympics, don't you think it looks good?
Because, no, but that's because it's the Olympics. And I'm like, okay, he's a swimmer. Like, he has to. I get he has to shave his legs, too.
Right.
If a guy shaves his legs, I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, why are you shaving your legs?
Yeah.
What do you do on those Friday nights? For real.
What about his chest?
I've been to Brazil too much.
Yeah.
Because they wear Speedos all the time. And everybody wears. And they don't care what you look like. Men, women, no matter what you are on the beach. You're on the beach to get sun and to go in the water. And no one looks at anybody. It was the most refreshing time. I'm sitting there eating a thing filled with cheese in my bikini on the beach. I'm like, it doesn't matter because look at that girl. You know?
Awesome.
And that's my boyfriend at the time wore Speedos. And it was fine because everybody did. And so he brought some back to the States. And that's all he wore for the next full summer.
See, I don't mind if you're in Europe, like when in Rome, like, okay, fine, you're over in Europe, it's accepted, it's a thing. Like Australia, I spent time in Australia, same thing. Like topless beaches, sure, I'm gonna go topless. You know, you just kind of, or you're the one being stared at, like, why are you doing that? Why are you wearing it? You know, like, gotta fit in. But back over here, it's like, no.
Yeah.
No. But back to what were you doing?
You don't want to be able to tell a guy's religion through his swimsuit. You can tell a guy's religion.
Sorry, are we getting dirty right now?
It just reminded me of a joke.
Okay, no, I was thinking something totally different, but go ahead, say the joke.
No, I did.
My brain went here. I don't think. Go for it.
All right. All I'm saying is you can see if it's circumcised or not.
That's where my brain went. I was just checking.
Yeah, that's where it was supposed to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's where it was supposed to go. You know what? Let's just leave your brain up there for a minute.
Sounds good. I think it will. Wow.
That's funny. Yeah,
but back to you mentioned shaving chest. I don't mind if a guy shaves chest. Mm. I don't mind that.
Really? See, I have an issue.
Really?
Well, I don't like stubble, A.
Yeah, I don't like stubble.
And B, I don't like men who are trying to look good.
Mm.
It should be more incidental. Like, I happen to love running.
I happen to look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
I don't
have
to work
to run
for it.
Into a razor and it shaved part of my chest.
Yeah. Oopsie. Was that thing on? No, but when they're like, I work out, so I shave my chest so you can see that I work out, I'm immediately turned off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you want them to be well groomed.
Yeah.
I mean, if
but
they're hairy.
Trim it down.
Trim it. Yeah.
Trim it down.
Yeah. If their skin's softer than mine, then that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
that's just
weird.
As bad as mantyhose.
Yeah, it is kind of just as bad.
So they need to be a little rough.
A little callous.
Yeah. You know what, too?
Scarred.
I think it's because I have a tendency to be pretty rough.
Yeah.
Like pretty, you know,
yeah,
down to earth and, you know, camping and getting dirty.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I need a guy that's a little bit more.
Same yeah, here.
Like, because otherwise yeah. it's like, what do we have in common?
Yeah.
You've never changed your oil before? I'm sorry. I can't talk to you. Let me see your fingernails. Let me see your hands. You don't have a callus on there? You need to get
you need to get going.
Yeah. You're not doing something right.
But this is true. I do look at a guy's hands. I do. And if they're like completely manicured, I'm like, I wonder. Because you want to feel like a guy protects you in a way.
Right.
You know, like in the long run. You kind of do. You want like a manly man.
Yeah. So you want someone rugged. You like that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, still, I have always said I want someone who can dress up and dress down.
Yeah.
Because I still want someone that I could take to a nice dinner if I need to.
Right.
See, that's so manly of me that I can take to a nice dinner if I need to.
Yeah, if I need to.
It's like, what?
Totally in
who
charge.
Wears the mantyhose in my relationship? You know?
I don't want a man who looks like he spent more time getting ready than I did.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where
that's
I draw
true.
The line.
That's
I don't care true. About his, you know, rough man hands, but I
right.
do want him to not be out there pruning and primming and
yeah.
preening.
Yeah.
No, I like
true.
A little metro.
Yeah.
I like a little metro, but you need to be like rugged as well. And that's yeah. just so conflicting.
Yeah.
But that's why it's really
maybe we could make a new word for that.
What?
Like a ruffro sexual.
Ooh.
A metro metrid.
I like it.
I don't know.
A met rug.
A met
sounds
rug.
Sounds like something you get at
a rug
hotel.
Met.
A met rug.
Yeah.
Met rug.
I've got met rugs.
A met rug. A met rug. I like the met rug.
A met rug.
This is my met rug.
That's
and you introduce him.
I like it.
It's the marble man with a manicure. That's what we're talking about.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be great. We're going to have so many tweets. Like, what the hell happened?
So now, Lauren, you said you act and stuff, right?
I yes.
mean, is that what you do, like, for a living?
Yeah, absolutely. So really, I'm a waitress. No.
That's pretty much it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I do anything I can get my mittens on that's respectable.
That's cool. Now, were you born here in L.A. or did you move here for some
No, reason? Actually, I was born in Minnesota, lived in Chicago, then moved to the Bay Area. And I was
oh,
in
really?
The Bay Area before here.
Why did you move to the Bay Area from Chicago?
On my mother's work.
Oh.
It was when I was younger.
I see.
So, yeah, but as of now, I've been in Los Angeles longer than I've been anywhere else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, obviously, you like it here.
No, I hate it here.
But you still live here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is where I've got to be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. If I didn't have broad topics, I'd be gone already.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Where would you go to?
Well, I already tried New York, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
I needed a more laid-back lifestyle, so I went to the most crazy city
yeah.
in America.
There you go.
No, to be honest with you, now I would probably be back up north.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
She's in love.
I have a person
love.
Up there.
Oh, I see. Okay, so now it's a long-distance relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kept
yes.
apart by me and broad topics.
Aww. Yes, but actually, it's not... That makes it sound really simple. It's actually... I'm going to get deep for a minute. This doesn't happen very often. It's more of a personal thing. It's the juggle between wanting my career and the things happening for me, and for the first time both things are happening simultaneously and they're just not together in the same city, so it's unfortunate in that sense, but I love them both equally and so I'm juggling.
Right, and it's not too far. I mean, he's like, what, in the Bay Area?
Yeah, so it's not too far. It's a 5-hour drive, an hour flight, so.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I had a long-distance relationship, and I didn't like it, you know, because it's like you want to be with that person, and instead you have to talk to them.
Yeah,
you know?
Then you get frustrated.
Yeah,
but, I mean, there's Skype now, but
I
get frustrated with even that. And I don't know, again, if that's a personality thing or if that's Skype. But, you know, you're talking to someone and all of a sudden they're kind of getting fuzzy and going out. And it's like, can I just talk to you? Can I just see you? Can
right.
I, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's infuriating.
Yeah,
it's infuriating.
Because you have to talk. You know, when you're with someone, you don't have to talk all the time, you know.
Right.
You sit there, you touch, you know, you do whatever.
You can watch a movie together.
Exactly.
Just,
you know. Exactly. But here you can't do that. You can't just reach out for him.
Sam, are you Sam Hassan, who created a talk radio station, saying that you don't like to just talk?
I know, right?
He's like, why do I have to do all that talking with that woman?
Okay. You got me there. But sometimes you don't want to talk. You just want to be there and sit quietly.
Yeah.
And you can't do that when it's long.
You can watch a movie on Skype. I've done it too.
Watch a movie on Skype.
I've done it. I'm like, I want to watch a movie. Let's watch a movie together on Skype. Okay.
Whoa.
I've done it too. I watched a documentary for our show with him on Skype. Really? And it's fine, you know, but you make it work. I mean, same with the intimate stuff. You make that work. You do what you got to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Skype sex. You know, you do what you got to do.
That, yeah.
But there's something really infuriating about just wanting to touch someone, especially someone you really love and you really care about. You know, I was joking because I came home one night and wanting to.
As
Laura pets my...
Stretch me in the morning.
You know what? If you're gonna touch my arm, let me move a little bit. Let's get this. It's been a while, okay, Laura. I sat there after work and I had some wine and he's on Skype, so I go through this whole bottle of wine and it's like, do I drink alone? No, I was on Skype. You know?
Hello.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's funny.
See, I have kids, and so when my husband and I are apart, Skype makes them somehow turn into crazy animals. There's just something weird about Skype that all of a sudden, if you see me on Skype with my husband, you'll see children flying across behind me. And then one of them has to, like, jump on my head.
Yeah.
And then they want to stick their nose in the camera or show them their butts or, you know what I mean? Like, because they're little boys. That's what they want to do. It makes trying to talk on Skype like hell on earth.
Yeah, because they think they're on camera. You know what you got to do, Laura? You got to open up that, if you have a Mac.
Yeah, I do.
You got to open up that photo booth. You know, if you guys seen that photo booth where you can distort
it's
your
so
face
fun.
And stuff. Yeah. When I was a little kid, I used to do that in pots and pans. When I was your age, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just said that.
Yes,
I'm
you
getting
did.
Older.
Yes, you did.
I'm getting older. But you do. You open that up and you let them play with that for as long as they want, and then they get it out of their system.
Mm. Okay. There you go. You got a lesson.
Problem solved.
Funny face.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
How old are your little boys?
They're 3 and 5.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's the age of being craziness. Yeah.
If I could get that energy, if I could somehow take the energy that they produce in one day and drink it as some kind of, you know,
potioner?
Energy drink. I mean, seriously, I'm like, I literally have to turn to them and say, just run like 5 times around that field.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, rah! You know, off they go. I can't even stay. It's ridiculous. And I grew up with girls, and so I don't speak boy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I think, Sam, you know, we were talking about how I'm learning now that, like, this is a new revelation for me, okay? Any woman listening, I'm going to blow your freaking mind right now. Men don't like to talk when you're doing things together. Men like to do things side by side. When they are, like, for example...
Why are you... She's talking robotically all of a sudden. She's like, I am talking about men.
Please, need do not, to. Does not
she's
confuse.
She's serious.
Must put in system. No. But, like, when men... For example, if my husband wants to go out and garden... Mm-hmm. I mean, not, I don't know what that sounds like. But if he wanted to go out and work in the backyard, and he said, come out with me, what would you do if it was your girlfriend that was out there? That you guys would chat, you know, you put on some music, you sing, you talk, right? No, men don't want to talk. They want to do things side by side and not communicate, and that is bonding. This took me, I am, you know, at least 30-ish. very least 30. It took me at least that many years to figure this one out, and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, why doesn't he talk to me? Why doesn't my husband talk to me? And now the boys, it's like they just want to, like, push trains around.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk. They don't want me to get
so
in their face.
So men bond around activities and stuff.
Yeah, right? Quietly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You're a guy. This shouldn't be new to you.
He's like, not me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about all the times I did that. I don't know. But, it sounds right. It sounds about right.
Well, you did say that when we were talking about long-distance relationship. The first thing you said is sometimes you don't want to talk.
Yeah,
right.
You just want to be with that person.
That's true.
That's exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah.
You got it, Sam.
Okay.
Pushing train.
I don't know. You guys are confusing me.
Women do that too. Yeah. I don't know how. We make perfect sense.
Funny.
We do.
So that's why they say you should have kids when you know. I mean, that's why young people are more productive in bringing kids and stuff because they can chase them around.
Oh God.
They have the energy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine having kids like when you're in your 40s and stuff? I mean, that's like terrible.
Well, looks like how it's gonna be for me.
Seriously, I'm like, man, I don't know. I have a cat and I'm exhausted. So. an SOL, not the...
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that it would be easier when you are not so darn tired all of the time.
Yeah.
But but on the other hand, at least now I can afford to have kids, which I probably couldn't have when I was 22.
Yeah.
Which was like at least 3 years ago.
Totally. Yeah.
And it's rewarding. You know, I mean, eventually you want to wait for them to get much older, but eventually it pays off.
Yeah, well, I'll be dead by then, but sure. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
It's like every age seems to be the difficult age, you know.
Oh, no. I mean,
my kids are 19 and 22, you know. It's like still problems. And, you know, I mean, you have to deal with issues.
Don't tell me that, Sam.
It's just different issues all the time. Well, I'm telling you.
But how much of that is dealing with their issues because they're your children, or you're dealing with their issues because they're family? You know, like at what point does it transition over? Mm. And sometimes I guess it doesn't, you know, but...
How is it different between them being your kids and a family?
I mean, well, I'm saying that eventually, you know, it comes to an age. For instance, now I deal with a lot of my own problems, but I do pick up the phone and call my mom and see what she thinks about something or what I should do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she doesn't necessarily step in and do it.
Right.
Where she would if I were 5 or 12 or 14.
Yeah.
So it's like, 21. Is she helping me now more because I'm her family and her daughter, or is she helping me because I'm her child and she needs to take care?
Mm. Mm. I don't know. I just think when you get older, you're more accessible to your parents, you know.
Because, right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Especially after your teen years. Where you kind of feel you lose them for a while, and then, but they come back.
You know? And then you can't get them out of your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what parents say.
Yeah, but it's not easy being a kid today. You know, I mean, on the one hand it is because they get a lot of conveniences and all that stuff. But at the same time, the world's become so complicated, you know.
Yeah.
And I know, like, my daughter's into comic books now, so I kind of got into it again. I kind of miss the ones that were like when I was a kid, like the 70s and stuff, 60s, 70s. And it's like written, when you look at it, it's like written for such an innocent time. You know, I mean, everything's so simplistic and black and white and primary colors and everything. Today, everything is just so complicated, you know, so kids have to know all this stuff. And, you know, I mean, we have a 2.5-year-old in the family, she's already using the iPhone better than her parents, you know.
Oh, wow.
She knows how to find her movies on YouTube and all that stuff. So it's amazing, you know.
Yeah, and they have to know some stuff, but I think parents also need to not let them take over the family electronics,
right,
so to speak. You know, like, I'll just watch TV all day or play video games all day, whatever. The iPhone, I know babysitters that think the iPhone is not... like, it's not like watching TV. They're like, oh, she just played with my iPhone. I'm like, I paid you to let you somebody play with my iPhone? Really?
Yeah.
Don't get me started. I know, but...
I will say that I was the world's biggest brat ever. And if a babysitter did not play with me, I would ruin your life. I would ruin your life. Like, I can't even tell you what the things that I did, like saran wrapping the toilet paper when I knew you were going to go in there and pee. And I couldn't wait for it to splash all over you. I would be like, I was so bad. So bad. And one time the babysitter fell asleep. She fell asleep. So I turned the heat all the way up because she fell asleep on the vent area.
Oh my
and I was
gosh.
Like, man, this is going to be great. Burn her face. Awesome.
Oh my God. How old were you?
Eight, seven.
She's probably still do this.
Yeah, she's like, that was yesterday.
I know,
I'm gonna check the bathrooms for sure before I leave.
I was so bad, but I was like, entertain me. You're paid to babysit me, but you're paid to play with me the entire time.
Essentially, right.
Otherwise, and I was bad. I was worse than a boy. I was a tomboy in many ways. But that's why when I babysat, it's like, I play with the kids, and I understood how, like, the kids wanted to play because I knew how I felt, you know, on that day. And, like, I felt ignored, and I felt, you know, my parents weren't there. I'm going to get away with things, you know, whatever. But I want you to entertain me.
Yeah.
So I expect that. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know where I
expect that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's what I want. That's
get
what I want.
Get a nanny cam.
Do you think now that you're older, you expect men to entertain you and stuff, too?
Yeah, this is exactly why I don't have a guy. Entertain me.
Yeah.
Be my clown and my joker.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. So let's wrap up here. Let's plug again the show. Tell us when it is and when we can listen to it.
Okay. You can come. Well, first of all, you can listen to Broad Topics here at Channel 1 Tuesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Tonight we'll be joined by the amazing Sam Hassan from LA Talk Radio.
Yes, I will be there. So if you guys want to listen to more of me. I will be there. Go on.
And we're happy to have you there. And also, the television show will be Sunday nights at 9 p.m., Channel 16. We should be starting in the beginning of May. We haven't gotten our first air date yet, but it should be the beginning
good.
Of May.
Oh, good. So you have a few shows under your belt, and then you start broadcasting it and stuff.
Exactly.
Sounds awesome. Good.
Exactly. And we'll put all that up on our website, which is broadtopicsradio.com.
Sounds good. Okay, sounds Lauren amazing. Kelly.
Yes.
Laura Nickerson.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Laferne Cusack, of course, who's not here, is also part of the show, and we say hi to Laferne. And that's it. Thanks
thank
so
you
much
for having us. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye.
Vegeta, thank you. And are you there? You still?
I am here.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I expected a reply. I said thank you.
Oh, well, you were welcome.
Thank you.
I don't always listen.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.